VPR's Nina Keck recently spent a week reporting in Amman, Jordan, on the Syrian refugee crisis. While there, she was able to have remarkably candid interviews with Syrian families and Jordanians about the impact of the crisis. Today, Nina tells us how that happened with a look inside her reporter's notebook and a profile of a man who became her fixer in Jordan.
As a journalist, when you fly into a foreign country, don't speak the language or know the culture or laws, and don't have a clue how to drive in local traffic, you hire someone to help with all that.
My name is Ihab Mortaseb, and I'm considered to be a local fixer for media and press people. Basically, I set up appointments for them, translate, transport, and from my point of view, I do whatever it takes to help them get their story.
I found Ihab Mortaseb, like most journalists, through a friend of a friend of a friend.
The one that called me yesterday, the France channel, Channel 2, she said that Julian have referred them to me. I says, oh, you know, Julian, say hi to him. He says, no, I actually don't know him. They have a mutual friend that referred me to them. So I'm surprised how this network works. Everybody looks for a good fixer. And if you're a good fixer, the word will get around somehow.
Ihab's not a journalist, but he has a keen eye for news. And he's worked with reporters from the New York Times, the Washington Post, Der Spiegel, Le Monde, Madrid's El País, and countless international TV crews. His office is his four-wheel drive pickup, which he's tricked out for film crews with a custom-made platform over the cab.
Journalists can climb, stand on top of it, and film, take pictures, do whatever they like. And everybody loves it.
I climb up there to take photos in the Zaatari refugee camp. And he's right. The added height makes all the difference.
Hello? Ahlin. Ahlin, Kristen. موجود لحظة واحدة. Okay, that's for you. It's Kristen.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hello, hi.
Ihab's truck becomes my office, too. And he shifts roles easily from interpreter to secretary, answering calls for me and organizing appointments as we drive through the city. Early on in our trip, I explain that I want to capture what Amman sounds like. So he takes me downtown to one of the oldest parts of the city. You can tell he worked as a tour guide.
Yeah, Amman is a really nice place. It's an ancient place. It's, you know, it's, it used to be called Philadelphia in the old days. So it's not a new city, you know. The Romans have lived here, the Byzantine lived here, and that's where there's a lot of history.
We get out of his truck and walk down a bustling sidewalk till we stand across from the historic Al-Husseini Mosque. The midday call to prayer echoes across the city. Ihab is not a native Jordanian, but a Palestinian. The 51-year-old came to Jordan for college and fell in love with this melting pot of a country that's home to so many from the Middle East. He spent nearly 20 years living in California, which is why his English is so good. But he says he didn't like the pace of life in the U.S., so he moved back to Jordan. When violence broke out after the Arab Spring in 2011, Jordan's tourism industry took a big hit. Ihab noticed the influx of journalists and began making a living guiding them instead of tourists.
Well, in the past, I really was never interested in politics. Now I became expert in the Syrian issue, knowing what happened in the Syrian crisis and how it affected the life of the people. Because I've been translating every single story that I hear, and I heard every single story possible.
While he loves his job, he admits it's affected him deeply.
Psychologically, I got traumatized from the things I heard. And it was several times I would burst into tears while translating where I have to stop the interview because I can no longer speak. There's a lot of horrible stories that I heard. It really takes a toll on you after a while.
He tells me about a single mother of four whose story he found especially haunting because the family had nothing and the mother was so distraught when she arrived in Jordan.
Even right now, just telling their stories, my heart is pumping and just imagining kids with no food. Luckily, I was able to find a friend of mine that works in the Gulf. that she's sending them a monthly salary to pay for food and for shelter. And I got relieved at that point.
Ihab admits he's gotten emotionally involved with many of the Syrians he's met, collecting used clothing and money for them whenever he can. In some ways, he's become a fixer for them as well. For VPR News, I'm Naini Kak.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Kifak al hal abu Qasim?
Kif saha?
Alhamdulillah, kif amourak?
Kifak. Salam. Kifak.
Naini Kak ma Vermont Radio. I'm tuktab al mawdu'.
And Naini Kak's reporting from Jordan was made possible by the VPR Journalism Fund.